Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, and MeWe group. And yes, I sound like shit on a cracker. Story of my life the last month or so, it's cold, flu, throat infection, sinus infection. We're gonna make a. It's like we're playing illness bingo here, and well, I'm gonna win sooner or later. But first off, my request for folks to send in voicemails. Damn you all! Damn you all to heck! Nobody did. So you get good old. Horse me. But, right, could be worse. Could be worse. So, what do we have going on today? Well, interesting news, and Enworld shared it first. Enworld's like, oh my god, there's a Wizards of the Coast D&D book that's number one on all books on Amazon. And that's without much push from Wizards of the Coast themselves. So what is this book? Why would something be number one? That was number one this morning. It's about 9 o'clock Tuesday, January 14th. By the way, this book doesn't release for another 2 months, March 17th. The book, Explorer's Guide to Wildemount, D&D Campaign Setting and Adventure Book. All right. So, why would anybody care? Why would this be the number three book on Amazon right as I talk about this? The number one bestseller in the Dungeons & Dragons game category. Why do people give a shit? Well, The Explorer's Guide to Wildemount is the campaign setting book for Campaign 2 of the hit Dungeons & Dragons series, Critical Role. Now, if you're like me and you couldn't give a flying fuck what's on Critical Role, and I know Matthew Mercer, the main man behind Critical Role, the man who had $11 million Kickstarter, right? Critical Role is now picked up by Amazon. If you're like me and you don't care, well, I guess you probably should care at least a little bit. Why is that? Well, if this book, which I said, Wizards of the Coast hasn't really gone out to promote it, I'm assuming Matt Mercer, who's listed as a contributor on this book, it's by the Wizards RPG team, author, and Matthew Mercer, contributor. I'm assuming he's mentioned this on social media, and he's mentioned this on the Critical Roles, and spitballing out of my ass, I'm assuming he's taking a percent of sales in this, right? So, the influence of Critical Role on Dungeons & Dragons, as opposed to the influence of Dungeons & Dragons on Critical Role, what came first, the chicken or the egg? D&D came first, but there are people that are going to think that Matt Mercer created D&D. And in some ways, he is. He is creating a lot of influence. He is creating a lot of attention. And he's getting people to think that D&D, especially in its current incarnation, is a game where professional actors act out roles, right? Or amateur actors act out roles. That your PCs aren't just your avatar, they are characters in like a movie. And I really feel the expectations that are going to come from this or are coming from this are either going to do one or two things. They're either going to change the direction of 5e and RPGs in general, to reflect more on Critical Role. that Critical Role will show itself more in RPG releases, or at least having its influence in RPG releases. And it's going to change those releases to match the expectations of the viewers of Critical Role, or it's not going to change the way RPGs are played, written, presented, in which case you're going to have the opposite effect. You're going to have people coming in to play D&D, and they are going to have jack shit in relation to the game they saw on online or on Amazon Prime or whatever. And there's going to be the expectations that they have coming in are going to be shattered. So, what happens? And a lot of you saying, well, who gives a fuck if their expectations get shattered, right? Well, the problem is the overlap now between expectations and reality is getting to a dangerous point. And again, I don't necessarily fault Critical Role. It's got a great following and it's bringing people into the hobby. But it's kind of like saying to people going, oh, I know just what police work is. I used to watch NYPD Blue, or I watch Chicago PD, or I watch Blue Bloods. And I'm saying they're not good shows, but that isn't what police work is. Well, Critical Role is showing an idealized version of how a role-playing session would play out to entertain their audience. But such is probably not going to work out so well at the gaming table for the group that's actually playing it. So we shall see. All right, folks. Hopefully I'm back tomorrow. This is about all the talking I have in me. There's Frog Chat supposedly on tonight, but I don't see Mike. Boo, Mike. Not showing up. And I'm obviously not in the room right now. And with my voice like this, I don't think I will be. But hopefully by Thursday, Tavern Chat, Tankar's Tavern Discord server. Join us, 9 p.m. Eastern. All right, folks, if you like what you hear, not necessarily this episode with my voice as it is, I think that could necessarily tell some of you, like, man, what is he, a 10-pack-a-day smoker? I haven't smoked a single cigarette in my life, but yeah, there we go. Rolled it into one throat infection, I guess. If you like what you hear, please leave us a review. Leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may listen to your podcast. Get the word out to your friends. It's mostly OSR, but obviously I go a bit off the beaten track. And there goes Donka. All right, folks. On that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.